Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 244. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I'm very excited to do this episode, as I am with every single episode. But lots of new listeners lately, lots of new followers on Instagram. I hit 100,000 followers, which is just epic. So I appreciate you if you're one of them. Thank you so, so much. And if you are one of them, I figured I would take 10 seconds to do a one sentence description of who I am, everything you need to know about me in one sentence. So I can't actually attribute this to myself. I did a guest interview yesterday with the ladies from Girls Gotta Eat, that podcast. You might be familiar with them, Raina and Ashley. They're amazing. That episode's coming out soon, so stay tuned for that. But in it, Raina described me in what I think is probably the most accurate way possible. She said, Case Kenny, a guy who likes to lift weights and talk about his feelings. That's pretty accurate. That's what I have to offer. And I don't talk about fitness on the podcast, of course. I save that for Instagram, where I talk about, you know, the power of tucking in your shirt when you work out, or you know, how to take this just the sickest mirror selfie. But feelings, though, that's what I've got to offer you here on the podcast. Lots and lots of feelings, and hopefully some helpful perspectives and helpful mindsets in there. So I've got a mindset for you today that I think will help you rethink something that's important in all of our lives. So I'll just hop right into it. If you are looking for a way to support me, you can check out newmindsethudis.com, or you can just share the podcast with a friend. Either way, I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. But this topic here, this mindset, I spoiled it in the title. I already blew it, but it's that you are hot. You are attractive. You really, really are. And I have some thoughts on this, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I can say this without even knowing you, without even seeing you. And that's not clickbait. I don't think that's clickbait at all. I really genuinely believe this. I've grown to believe this mindset that I want to talk about. And, you know, it's something that I've been thinking about for a while. But yesterday, I realized I wanted to do a podcast on this topic because I posted a random tweet that I saw. I posted it on Instagram, and so many of you seem to agree with it. And the tweet was really simple. All the tweet said was, "To be hot, you literally just have to act hot." I love that. That's it. To be hot, you literally just have to act hot. I love that so much. You know, as much as that might be kind of a little cheeky and a bit disagreeable, I think it's very, very, very true. Very true. That the way you carry yourself, the truth you emanate from yourself as you live, the qualities that you flex as you live them, those things are what make you hot. Because those things are hot. Those things are attractive in among themselves. So to be attractive, you just have to act attractive. I seriously believe this. But the key here is to realize what it means to be attractive or to be hot. I'm going to use those terms interchangeably. But and you know, this might sound like some serious overthinking, or like, wow, Case, you're really overcomplicating this. But hear me out here. Hear me out on this topic, and let's be real with each other. Speaking here as the resident dude of this podcast, speaking as the former dude who, you know, used to go to the club a lot. I used to, you know, do all that kind of stuff. And I've grown a lot, I've matured a lot. So has my definition of what it means to be an attractive person, what it means to be hot. You know, and as with most people, to be hot is definitely a body thing. And for me, it used to be a strictly a body thing. Nice body, nice face. You know, you're either hot or you're not. It's all the all those curves and no breaks. Or as Johnny Bravo once said, it's like, you're hot, I'm hot. What do you say we go back to my place and just stare at each other for a while, right? Hot, attractive, strict, objective definition there. Standard stuff. And I'm definitely not discounting that. It still stands absolutely. But I've realized that we can and we should expand our definition of what's attractive. And in doing so, stop getting so hung up on someone's looks and our own looks. Like, I still think it's funny just how blinded we can get by how objectively attractive someone is. Like, how easily and without thinking we put those people on pedestals. And, you know, that's okay. I suppose, like, congrats on being seriously attractive. That's fantastic. But I think we really need to check ourselves. And we don't need to assume anything about an attractive person. Like, we don't need to assume that an attractive person is a great person through and through. Like, having a hot face or having a banging body doesn't mean you're kind, doesn't mean you're compassionate, doesn't mean you're talented, it doesn't mean, you know, no disrespect, you're even smart for that matter. It says nothing. And I mean no disrespect here to super hot, attractive people. Like, go on with your bad self. Like, congrats. That's amazing. And I've actually talked about this on the podcast before. I've done an episode on, you know, the least interesting thing about you is how attractive you are. And but this is different. I really want to dive into this from a different angle. So it's with all that in mind that I want us to reconsider what it means to be hot. And in doing so, I want to show you that you are hot. You're hot. You just need to act that way. Because being hot, being attractive comes very specifically from a couple different actions. So I think someone can be objectively very attractive, like walk into a pole when you see them attractive. But to truly be attractive, you have to act like it with more than just your body. To truly be attractive, you have to be attractive in mind, body, and soul. And that's what I want to talk about here. It's mind, body, and soul. Three things, three areas of potential hotness, three abilities that are potentially very hot. And to me, like, simplifying this, like, it's literally a numbers game. It's a percentage game. And it comes down to your ability or someone else's ability to check three boxes: mind, body, soul. If you check two out of the three, you're hot. By definition, by this new, mature, evolved definition, you are hot. You check three out of the three, yes, you're hot. You check one out of the three, not so much, you know? But the good news is that two of the three are completely up to you with how you act, with what you say. Mind, body, and soul. And it's a combination of those things that make you hot, right? It's a combination. It's no longer enough to just be hot with your body. If you don't live a compassionate truth with your soul, if you don't think and act enthusiastically and hopefully with your mind, I'm sorry, but that's not enough. That's not enough. You're a dollar short, my friend, or you're $2 short, you know? And you know, I'm thinking about my life here, and this might sound like a weird comment, but I like rarely like refer to a woman that I don't know as hot. Like, I would never, like, I'm really not that guy who, like, scrolls through Instagram, like, yo, she is hot. Like, look at her. Like, of course, like, I'm like, yeah, wow. And objectively, like, she looks really good. Like, yikes. Like, wow. You know? And I know this sounds weird, but I've learned how important it is to look deeper at a glance. Like, I find it difficult to say, oh, that person's really hot, unless I've taken just a little bit of time to see more about that person, the way that she lives, the way that she acts, all that. What does she do with her mind and her soul? And in thinking about you, like, I don't know you again, but I think you're massively attractive, right? And, you know, it doesn't matter. You could be a 10 out of 10 and I would still say that. And you could be a 5 out of 10 and still say that. You could even be like me. before COVID hit, I got fitted for a suit and the woman was like measuring me and she was like adjusting the pants and she was like, wow, you know, you really don't have an ass. So we could just, you know, we'll just take these pants off the rack. No problem. that took me down a couple points. So you could still be like me. I'm what they call a long back, which is just funny. You could be like me and, you know, still consider yourself hot because we know what this means here. It's what makes you hot, what makes you attractive is your combination of mind, body, and soul. It's not just body. It can't be just body. You know, it might be to someone who isn't willing to look a little bit deeper, who's fine with that surface level definition. But for the evolved human being, which is you, it's not just body. It's not just body. So we know what having a hot body is, so we don't need to cover that. But what does a hot mind look like? What does a hot soul look like? And those are two distinct things, which is why I kind of divvy them up here. So I have some thoughts on this. I say, you have a hot mind and you live it when you use it. Yeah, if you don't use it, you lose it. But your mind is hot when you use it. And that makes you hot. As a person, no hot body required. Your mind is this might sound obvious, but let's just think about this for a second. Your mind is what shows your drive, your engagement with the world around you, your ability to connect with other people. It showcases your ability to read a room, to showcase your empathy towards others. It's your ability to ask questions, to get beneath the surface, to appreciate things like art and nature. It's your worldview. It's your opinion of the world outside of yourself. It's your hobbies, your interests. You know, frankly, it's just what shows that you're an interesting person. Maybe that's a simple way to show it. Your mind shows that you're an interesting, engaging, empathetic person. That you can, you know, you could be a banging 10 and like doing fitness and pampering yourself, but there's so much more to you and you live it with your mind. You know, because you have EQ, you have emotional intelligence, you can hold a conversation, you can start a conversation, you can be interested in someone else's hobbies, someone else's worldview, someone else's story, not just your own. That is your mind. And it's hot when you flex it. It's attractive when you use it. It's attractive when you make the tough decision, when you ask questions rather than talk about yourself. When you do talk about yourself and you just geek out about your weird hobby or your weird passion and you don't care, you know, it's attractive when you're curious about the world around you and other people. When you make an effort to talk to that loner who's sitting in the corner by themselves. You know, it's hot when you're open, when you're enthusiastic with other people, with strangers, with people you don't know. You know, it's attractive when you show you care with your mind. That's it. So yes, to be hot, you just have to act like you're hot with your mind. You just have to live that truth. Because again, having a hot body without a hot mind is what? It's boring. It stops there. Like the show stops there. It's like owning a Ferrari, but it never leaves the garage. It's like, well, what's the point? It looks good, I suppose, but it doesn't go anywhere. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't serve a purpose. So I don't know if that analogy works. I think it does. We'll go with it. But like you, my friend, and I know I just listed off a bunch of things, right? I wrote those all down and just listed them off. But you, as a human who's listening to this podcast right now, you have the capacity for every single one of those things I just listed. Some of them innately, and then you already do these. And some of them might make you a bit uncomfortable, but regardless, you're fully capable of doing them, of living them, of flexing them. And those things make you hot. And they make you hot to the right person. And most importantly, this isn't about impressing other people. This is about making yourself proud of yourself, being hot to yourself, having that swag, having that confidence. So I say it's your mind, for one, your mind. It's what you say. It's what you do. It's how you interact with the world around you. That's your mind. And then there's this idea of the soul. Like what the heck is your soul? And I don't know. I think I probably have a little bit of trouble defining it, frankly. But I know it's different from your mind, which is why I say there's three here. Mind, body, and soul. Your soul is your ethos. It's your perception of the world. It's your gentleness. It's your willingness to be soft. It's just frankly, it's just who you really are, right? Sometimes you can say things that aren't true to you, but your soul is who you really are. It's your perception of the world. It's your gentleness. It's all of those things. It's your inner voice. It's your most aware self, your truest form of energy. And it's unlike your mind, which I think is more action oriented. You know, it's what you do with your drive. It's what you do with your creativity, with your money, with your knowledge, with the questions you ask. But your soul is literally just what makes you you. And it's very attractive. It is. And it comes out in the form of a smile, a laugh, your eyes lighting up when you see something or someone that's important to you. It's the way you treat yourself. It's the love you show yourself, the self-awareness you show yourself. It's the kindness. It's the kindness you show yourself. More importantly, I think it's the story you tell yourself. It's the story you tell yourself that, like, it's the way you see the world. Is the world out to get you? Is everyone else out to get you? Is everyone else lucky and you're unlucky? Is everyone else fake and the world is just bullshit? Or is it more compassionate than that? Is there, you know, sun after it rains? Is a door closed today, a door opening tomorrow? Does compassion and kindness mean something to you? That is your soul. That story you tell yourself, your most aware self, how you treat yourself. And that's very attractive. The way you treat yourself, the relationship you have with yourself, that's attractive. It is. And I know, like, these at a glance, these might sound kind of like these are cliches. They're cliches. But I realized this through experience. And, you know, I've realized this through the experience of the opposite of these things. And that's what's made me realize that being attractive is so much more than being objectively attractive, right? You learn through the experience of the opposite, like a low energy, passive soul, self-deprecating person is not attractive. That's not hot. Someone who's got a banging body and is objectively very attractive, but is, you know, someone who is just very critical of the world, who is massively glass half empty kind of mentality, who's only happy when they're happy and when no one else is happy, like that is not hot. That is not attractive. Someone who is attractive physically, but self-centered, not empathetic, who doesn't have a good relationship with their self, who's not gentle or open, that's not attractive. That's not attractive. And so to you, my friend who's listening here, again, I don't know anything about you, but I think you're attractive because you have a kind, high energy, optimistic, empathetic soul. You do. And you might not be living it 24/7. You might not be showcasing it all the time because, again, it's not easy, but you can. And when you do, that's attractive. It's attractive to other people, and it should make you realize that you're an attractive person to yourself, mind and soul. And then if you want, throw a body in there, of course, do it. Why not? But seriously, you are attractive with your mind and your soul. What you do with your mind and your soul, with how you showcase your mind and your soul, that is what makes you attractive. And that is what makes someone else attractive. So all I wanted to do with this episode is just give you something to think about in two ways. You know, one is the way you judge others, the emphasis you place on physical looks. Take that out of the equation for a moment and ask yourself, do you think their mind is attractive? Do you think their soul is attractive? No? Well, okay, doesn't make them a bad person, but don't be so blinded by their 10 out of 10 bod, because it literally means nothing unless they're attractive in their mind and their soul, or at least one of them, right? And then the second here is you. I said it in the title, but you're hot. Trust me, you're hot. Like, for all the times we judge ourselves, for all the times we feel shitty that we're not attractive enough or that everyone else is so much hotter than we are, I say throw that in a bag and throw it out. You know, for sure, there's always going to be people who don't care about anything I'm saying here. And that, you know, they're gonna disagree. They're going to say this is silly. But those people don't matter. They don't. I'd say the right people, mature, high impact, high value people, they will recognize that it's what you do with your mind and your soul that makes someone attractive. What you do with your mind and your soul is what makes you attractive to others and to yourself. And those are two things that are 1,000,000% in your control. And I say that with confidence because it's true. It really is. You can walk into a room and be hot literally with just the way you act, the way you carry yourself, the respect, the kindness, the energy that you give to others, the way that you live with intention, the words you use, the feelings and the warmth that you emanate off of you. I 1,000,000% believe you can do this. You can walk in a room and just be hot with those two things. And your looks are a cherry on top. Absolutely. And I'm sure like you vaguely might know what I'm talking about here. You've experienced someone in life that's like this. Someone who is just direct, kind with their words, but direct with them. They have kind, open, enthusiastic eyes. They're warm. They just make you feel good. They make you feel appreciated. They make you feel seen. And you've felt that way before. And that person is attractive. But the great news is we all have the ability to do this. Seriously, it's what makes you attractive is the warmth that you radiate from your soul. It's the words and the connection that come from your mind. It's the way you connect with others, the charm, the intention, the questions you ask, the way that you make someone else feel. That's it. The way you make someone else feel. It's the way that you reflect your own passion for life, your hope for growth, your compassion to support and inspire other people. I don't think you could disagree with that because that shit is hot. It is. And it's so much more attractive and not to mention longer lasting than having a 10 out of 10 body and a 10 out of 10 face. So I just want to do this episode to encourage you to lead with those things, flex with those things. I just like swag into a room and just be hot because you can. And then judge others by the same standard. You know, I really think you're in charge of how attractive you are. It comes from the confidence you have in your mind and your soul. Whereas your body is something, you know, you can't control to a large degree. I say, yes, work out. Don't treat your body like an amusement park. Do all the pampering you want. Like, have at it. I have no judgment there. I don't think it makes you vain in any way. But know that that's one part of the equation. And the other two parts of the equation are totally in your control. So I say push yourself to judge yourself based on those things. Don't put so much worth in the body, the physical appearance department. Judge yourself by your enthusiasm to live your truth in your mind and your soul. And then judge others by the same willingness to do so. And when you do that, you'll realize that you are attractive. And that person that you thought was attractive, well, maybe they're not. And that person you didn't think was initially attractive? Well, it turns out they are. So just some food for thought here. What is important to you and others? What is important to you in yourself? Mind, body, and soul. That is what makes someone attractive. So I'll leave it right there. I hope that was helpful perspective. If it was, I'd love it if you'd share this podcast, share this episode with a friend, tell them new episodes every Monday, every Thursday, tell them to check out newmindsethoodis.com and follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. And that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.